USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats in the U.S. House have put forward a $3 trillion bill that would boost coronavirus testing and would help states cope with the economic fallout from the pandemic. But President Trump says there's no chance it's going to pass.
As they say, DOA, right?
Okay.
DOA, dead on arrival.
The president saying he'd veto the measure if it reached his desk, which it's unlikely to do, as the Senate probably won't even take it up. The FBI is investigating Senator Richard Byrd to learn whether the North Carolina Republican was involved in insider trading based on information he obtained as a member of Congress. Agents serving a search warrant on his home in the Washington, D.C. area yesterday and seizing his cell phone. Byrd did sell off large amounts of stock in February, just before the pandemic struck, sending Wall Street stocks into free fall. And this is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
During Mass this morning, Pope Francis calling for prayer not just to end the coronavirus pandemic, but all pandemics.
The different religious traditions are praying. Praying to God, all brothers and sisters, united in this brotherhood.
The pontiff speaking there through a translator also saying humanity needs to put an end to the pandemics of hunger and war. A big storm expected to start forming soon that could turn Florida beaches into danger zones through the upcoming weekend. The tropical or subtropical storm is forecast to generate dangerous waves and life-threatening rip currents along Florida's beaches before it then starts producing rain. Forecasters say they expect increasing chances of rain from late today into tomorrow. Former VP Joe Biden will take part in a virtual town hall event at 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight on MSNBC. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The judge in the Michael Flynn case is calling on a retired judge to argue against the Justice Department's efforts to drop the case. Retired Judge John Gleason will also investigate whether President Trump's former national security advisor should be held in contempt of court for perjury. Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about his Russian contacts, but later tried to take it back. The Justice Department recently moving to throw out the case against Flynn. A reality TV star in Atlanta is accused of using coronavirus pandemic relief money for personal purchases instead of to pay his employees as it was intended. Officials say Maurice Payne, of Fame that is, got a $2 million loan through the Paycheck Protection Program for his company Flame Trucking. Instead of helping his employees, he allegedly used most of the money on jewelry and child support payments. He was in court yesterday. Fane is a cast member of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta and video chatting app House Party, throwing the ultimate star-studded virtual bash this weekend. The event is part of House Party's new live experiential event series called In the House. There will be performances and appearances by Katy Perry, Neil Patrick Harris, Snoop Dogg, Alicia Keys, John Legend, and others. It kicks off on Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern and ends at 7 p.m. Sunday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.